what type of patients? What were people like in hospital at that time?
They were usually in for quite some time. So you'd have, if you were the junior nurse, you'd have people that were recuperating, and they were mobilising, and then you'd have, if you were sort of in the middle, second nurse or third nurse, you would have the heavier patients. First nurse actually probably was more responsible for the drugs, so you'd have quite heavy patients. You had...
What was a heavy patient?
A medical patient where they'd be on... Because in those days, if you had a coronary, you weren't allowed to move. You weren't even allowed to pick the glass of water up off your locker. So it was total bed rest, and you had to do everything for them. And you had to, a lot of lifting, bed baths and sponges, and in the, the old people's wards, as they had old women's ward and the old men's ward, as they were called, you had very heavy patients. So we didn't have the lifting devices the same, so you were forever getting partway through something and then having to find another nurse who was partway through what she was doing. And, sometimes you'd be waiting so you could get someone to help you turn or lift. And, nurses did their backs in, because sometimes you think, I can't be bothered waiting. And so you'd a lot of heavy patients to deal with, yes.
So after a coronary or a heart attack, how long would a patient stay in bed?
I think they were in bed, just trying to remember whether it was 2 to 3 weeks or even 4 weeks. And I can remember working in this medical ward. It was so funny. And all these guys, it was a room six men who'd had coronaries, and they had to do a urine specimen first thing in the morning because they're all on warfarin, and they had to see if there was any blood in the urine. And they all had their bottles on the locker waiting for them. You see, you'd go around, you'd take their temperature, and while you went away to get a cup of tea, they would do this urine. And I'd come down, and they'd all be lined up in the sluice room, and they'd all be lying in bed looking as if butter wouldn't melt in their mouths. And I was horrified, but I didn't ask any questions, and nobody said anything. But of course, I realised later that they did the best thing they could have done was to get up. So they were up and down all the time, even though despite the fact that they were supposed to be on complete bed rest, because they didn't want to be in bed, especially if their bowels were moving and things like that. So they used to, they all knew how to do it. And but it always amused me to see this line of bottles in the sluice room,
waiting
for you to look at and see if there was any blood in the urine.
Yeah. Were there any particular patients that stand out in your memory?
Well, there was, in the old women's ward, which seems awful to say, there were two women who had very, very bad rheumatoid arthritis. And they, at the end of the ward, there was a big long ward, and at the end of the ward was 6 cubicles of 4 people. And they were sort of, they had a wall, but not right up, so that if you were the junior nurse, you were down doing those patients in the cubicles. And these two women who were at the end cubicle, they actually ran the whole show. They told you exactly what you had to do. It was great, because if you were a new nurse, they would say, you've got to do this, this, and this, and this. But they were very naughty, because they would then report to the ward sister any nurses who they thought weren't pulling their weight or anything. And so we lived in fear and trembling of these two women who we knew could make or break our time in the ward. But, they were stuck in bed all day. And
they were long-term patients.
Yes. Well, they wouldn't go home. Oh. And as people didn't. I mean, and one patient who had Parkinson's. No, she had multiple... What did she have? Parkinson's disease. And she was there the whole of our training. And we heard, later she was there for 20 years after that.
Oh, that's amazing,
so,
isn't it?
Yes. We had some old polio patients. There was still an iron lung going when we were there. And people who... we had tuberculosis in the TB wards. People, whole families in there for months, month upon month. So they were there. And then, as I say, the old men and old women's ward, those people just stayed there really till they died. And then one patient in particular, I can remember doing him. He was in a medical ward, and he was in because he was paralysed from his waist down. He had this terrible bed sores. And he was in there really for the bed sores, I think. And I turned him over this day, and I was doing his bed sore, and you had to dress it. It was so deep. And out of it came these little cysts. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I picked up some of them in my hand, and I went into the office. I think I was about second or third nurse then able to go into the office, and the registrar was in there, and I just showed him. I said, these just fell out of this guy's back. And he took one. He said, go and wash your hands. Those are hydatid cysts. And then they found out that's what he had. He'd worked amongst, he'd been a stable hand. And it was actually the hydatids which were pressing on the spine that had paralysed him.